When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary. Happy Monday. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today on this show. We are looking at the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Finals. It should be a whole lot of fun. It's been fun getting to this point. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Let's get right to it. Let's start with some hockey talk. They have done it. The Edmonton Oilers are off to the Stanley Cup Final after a 2-1 win over the Dallas Stars in Game 6 of the Western Conference Final. And we said coming into this series that it had the chance to be the legacy-defining series for Connor McDavid, and yep, that goal he scores. How he is able to do that. Like, I don't know. There are NHLers who couldn't pull that off against the 12-year-olds that I was calling hockey for this weekend at the Stampede Challenge. Just an unbelievable play to make that move around the defender, get in, defenders through them, get in and be able to elevate that puck. He is everything we thought he would be, and now he finally gets a stage that is befitting of his talents, and it's going to be fun to see him put on that type of a show in the Stanley Cup Finals now, and we will see it. But like this was an electric performance by him. And look, like I don't think he got a ton of help from Draisaitl, but it was him putting his stamp on this series and giving the Oilers a Western Conference championship banner to fly. They're hoping that at least one more banner will fly out there in Rexall. On to this game. They were able to get a lead and just not give it up. That was the key, and they have done that pretty well in these playoffs, jumping out to that lead and being able to play in kind of that, I don't want to say defensive shell, but sort of a defensive shell that they were able to lock in and really put forward a strong defensive performance. And you look at the shot clock and you're not going to say, oh yeah, they completely dominated them defensively, but they only, in getting outshot 3-1, only gave up 10 high danger chances to the 5 of that they put out there themselves. So I thought the real key was getting that lead early and then backing off. Not that they can't come back. We obviously saw that, right? The coming from 2-0 down to go on and win the series after that. Basically, they played, though, such a strong defensive game and did a really, really great job of just absolutely locking in. I don't know what more you can say about it. They controlled things so very well. They clogged up the middle so that the Stars really couldn't get their offense going. You know, like if you wanted to create havoc in front of Skinner, you couldn't. They did such a great job of limiting second and third chance opportunities as well for the Stars. It was quite the defensive, I don't want to say masterclass, but it was quite a defensive showing. And I know I have been critical at times of this blue line for Edmonton, but this wasn't one of them. That this was full marks. And look, I know I've hosted Game Over Edmonton, so I haven't been fully critical of this team, but I have been critical of the Oilers in the past, a lot of it for fun. But they played well. They played a hell of a hockey game, and they are full marks for this win. And then, like, on top of it, like, once you get past, you know, the best forward in the game, and or best player in the game, I shouldn't even just say that, the best player in the game by far. But once you get past him and a defense that's playing well, oh, hey, Stuart Skinner had the game of his life, coming up with big save after big save after big save. And it's quite the thing to see him come up with that big type of performance. And we'll get to that here in a second. But this was, yeah, it was a complete performance from the Edmonton Oilers. And it is the type of performance that, honestly, I expected from Dallas and the top of this series. So credit to the Oilers now. And I don't know who I'm picking in the Stanley Cup Final yet. Unfortunately, we have a while to wait before we get to that. But I am not going to overlook the Oilers as much as I did against Dallas here. Even though I still thought they had a shot because you have Connor McDavid, and that is still basically the argument against Florida, I... it's entering a similar type of a territory with Florida being this complete hockey team. And for Edmonton, they just dealt with that, and they dealt with it really effectively. So bravo to them. But really, it's been quite the journey for Edmonton to get to this point. You think of where they were during the regular season. They had dropped down to, I think at one point, they weren't last, because San Jose was abysmal. But they lost to San Jose, and they were well out of a playoff spot. They fire the coach, no one can get a save, and we're looking at, look, if this doesn't turn around, Draisaitl's going to leave in a year, and McDavid's going to leave in 2 years, and you're going to be left with nothing. And credit them for turning it around. And, like, I don't want to say credit for not making a panic move, because I do think that there should have been something done sooner to try to correct things. But, I mean, it's tough to critique that now, because it's worked. Obviously, they're in the Stanley Cup Final with Stuart Skinner as their goalie. But they made the coaching change. Knobloch comes in and is just a bit more of a calming influence in this locker room, and lets this team kind of steady the waters and get back on track. And it allows Stuart Skinner to find his game. And slowly throughout the year, he started to find his game. And maybe they could have done more to go solidify a backup position for him or something along those lines. But the Oilers, I think this is, as someone who wants it to be, you see a problem, fix it, trade for it, make that thing, you know, like that has kind of become how I view team building, quite frankly, where if you see that goaltending is an issue, go out and get a goalie, like just try to fix that problem. Don't let it fester over time. This is an argument, admittedly, against that, because they were patient. They let Skinner grow into the role, and he showed up in a big way. And then they kept that confidence in with him in the postseason as well. He loses the net. They say, okay, we're going to go back to you now. We have confidence that you're going to turn it around. I think that is a culture they have built in Edmonton. I think that is a new coach showing faith in his goalie. And I think it's a leadership group showing faith in the goalie as well. This is another example of sports showing us what leadership is all about. Guy wasn't performing well. And instead of just like, yeah, we just want to get a new guy, you stick with them, show confidence, do better in front of them. And look at that, you're on your way to the Stanley Cup Final. Quite the situation out in Edmonton. Although, I said this on 960 this morning, this will 100% be used in examples all over for teams in last place. Look, Edmonton did it, we can do it. There's no reason. Look, Edmonton was down at the bottom of the standings and worked their way up, and look at them now. St. Louis did it a few years ago, too. You can do that. It's like, well, having McDavid helps. You know, if you're Anaheim, I don't know if you're going to be saying that, but it is going to be used, but it is quite the story out in Edmonton. Their opponent, the Florida Panthers, with an Eastpeat. I'm not going to use that in real life, but they repeat as Eastern Conference champions with just a complete domination, I thought, of the New York Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final. They outplayed them in every way, and if it wasn't for Igor Shesterkin, this one might have been done in four or five. It was complete control from Florida, and they showed in this series they can beat you any way you want to be beaten. Like, you want to play a speed style with you? Fine. Verhaeghe can fly up and down the ice. Bennett can too. Tkachuk is comfortable playing in that way. He'll be the trailer, but he'll come in and score. You want to play a heavy game? Oh, we can play a heavy game with you. Defensive battle? Sure. Ekblad, Forsling, Montour, those guys locking you down. And then we got a goalie who has played the most consistent hockey he has played, maybe in any couple month stretch he's had in his entire career. This is just a team with no holes right now with the Florida Panthers. And you look at this series now against the Rangers, Sam Bennett has shown why there were Doug Gilmore comparisons when he was coming out of the draft. Not that he is Doug Gilmore now, but he is showing why there were at least Doug Gilmore comparisons. It was a tremendous showing from him in this Eastern Conference Final. And you had other guys step up. Like Ekblad, I thought he had some struggles at times in the Boston series, but boy, he came to play. He and Forsling were excellent. And then you have, like, Tkachuk is always good. Barkov is so reliable. And like I said before, Sergei Bobrovsky, very consistent between the pipes. It got a little squirrely on him at times, but they were able to limit those opportunities that the Rangers had around that. So again, this is going to be a really, really fun Stanley Cup Final. And you can kind of go point counterpoint with both teams in this, and I think create some pretty compelling arguments along the way. So the Stanley Cup Finals, set. The NBA Finals, also set. Let's talk about it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NBA final is set, and boy, what an intriguing one it is. Kyrie Irving with the Dallas Mavericks returns to Boston, as Kristaps Porzingis with the Boston Celtics returns to Dallas. This is going to be an incredibly fun series between these two teams. And again, we have a long time to wait before this series finally gets going, but for Dallas, this is not that Luka needed to arrive per se, but this really is finally kind of what the prophecy foretold with Luka Doncic, where he can be that top guy who can come in and guide this team, not just to, oh man, he was dominant, what a performance in losing this series in six. He can guide you to a championship, and they are four wins away from him being able to do that, and they have a legitimate shot at doing it. I know that people have, in this stretch, I think, tended to underestimate Boston. We'll get to that in a little bit. But make no mistake about it, this is a live dog, the Dallas Mavericks are, in this series. And it's because of the dynamic duo of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. For Luka, he is almost a master puppeteer out there. And I know I said that earlier in the playoffs about Jokic, and look where he is now. But he being Luka, has absolutely controlled so many of these games, and now and then the fuck you motherfucker, you think you can guard me on Rudy Gobert, which is great that I know Slovenian now. That was just like the, like his, I don't want to say Jordan moment, because there's been too many people compared to him lately, but that was his kind of, like, when they do the Luka documentary, that is going to be one of the first things that they show, is after he hits that massive shot over Rudy Gobert doing that. But you almost have to make a commitment to not let him beat you. And we'll see how Boston tries to go about that. But Minnesota just seemed content with him just like, okay, maybe he'll miss. Maybe he'll miss. Maybe he'll miss. Oh, he didn't miss. He didn't miss. He didn't miss. It was that way the whole time. And it never figured itself out. He just kept, the one game he didn't hit shots was the one game Minnesota won. Everything else, they didn't do enough to try to take the ball out of his hands. And it's easier said than done, but he is a very good but willing passer. If you can maybe try to get the ball out of his hands early, maybe that gets it going. But if you do, then Kyrie Irving is there. And Kyrie is playing the best basketball he has played in half a decade. And there was a lot of discussion about this guy for non-basketball reasons. And this doesn't justify any of it. But this is why it was so frustrating. The stuff at the end with the Celtics and the stuff in the entirety of his tenure in Brooklyn is that if he just gets down to being a basketball player, he is one of the best basketball players in the entire world. And he is showing it again in the throughout this entire series. And I said it before, this has been an interesting study in team building, because I think, like, you look at the team behind me, the Blue Jays, they had a big offensive team, but they had some troubles with the whole defense at times. So they made a couple of big moves to go out and acquire defensive first players. Dalton Varsho, who admittedly was much more defensive first than they thought. And that's fixed this year. But they go out and get Varsho. They go out and get Kiermaier. And they made a move to bring in Matt Chapman. That was a bit prior. But they made some moves to go out and get elite defensive players. And what happened? This team has been bottom third in the league in offense for the last 2 years. When you have, I think the The thought is, when you have a high-level offensive player like this, where defense is, I don't even want to say secondary, whatever is beyond tertiary, however you say fourth, or like 150th, that's where it is priority-wise for him. And Kyrie probably isn't getting many Defensive Player of the Year votes either. The thought is, well, you have to go out and just get lockdown defender, lockdown defender, lockdown defender, so that you can kind of make up for it. And if you just get guys who are good enough to get you a couple of stops, hey, look at that. Now you're in the NBA Finals. So you don't have to get masters. You just have to get competence in that area and just kind of raise that floor a little bit more. And that's what they did, going out and acquiring Gafford, drafting Lively, and acquiring PJ Washington, who I isn't a huge part of this part of it, but defensively they just got better enough to allow them to be able to outscore everyone, which is the name of the game. But those two deadline moves, huge. Gafford allowing them to basically have a real viable big the entire game between him and Lively, and Washington, who has hit some monumental shots in this series and is finally reaching the potential a lot of people thought for him. For Boston, it's tough because we've only seen them play, 14 playoff games so far? They are 12-2 in the postseason. They have not been tested at all in any legitimate way. They have lost games, obviously, but no one was worried going up against the Heat or the Cavs or the Pacers. Now they are truly going to be tested. But I do also think this means now we are truly going to appreciate how good this team is. I said after night one, I don't know how you stop this team. And if Porzingis is healthy, that stays, right? Like, we just saw Brown, I think, elevate his game in the conference finals and win conference finals MVP. That is, I think, a big problem for Dallas, because the thought for me, at least, was if you can limit Tatum, I don't think Brown has Batman in him. But he showed in the Eastern Conference Final against not the most resistance, but he showed that there is Batman in there. And let's lock down these guys, White can hit shots. Porzingis is a phenomenal offensive player. Like, they just have so many ways that they can beat you. And it is truly, and I said this in the NHL, but this is truly one of the more complete teams. They have a lot of interesting defensive schemes and players they can throw at Luka and at Kyrie and see if they can kind of upset the apple cart that way. But truly, this is going to be such a fun series when you look at all the different matchups. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. This is a busy day, though, Couch Potato Diary, which is unfortunate that we're getting all the stuff out a little bit late, but them's the breaks. Coming up also today, we have the Catalan Autocast. We're back focusing on the Blue Jays. It's been a minute, but getting back into that ahead of a huge series for them against the Baltimore Orioles. Plus, part two of Couch Potato Diary today, we are looking at the fight game, UFC 302, and the boxing that happened over the weekend. We got some notes on all of that. So, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe, and either if you're watching, like this video, if you are listening, leave a review, and I'll talk to all of you later. I'm out.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.